Right, Lizzie Fox, I was saying at the start of the show, I've been to the garden centre and made myself feel Christmassy. Now, basically, I was leaving the garden centre, and you know they have little boards up, like notice boards, with little things on? Well, I found a club that I want to join.
Right.
It's called the Cactus Club. Well, all summer, because I gave up my partying lifestyle, I better get all my new listeners up to date. I stopped my partying lifestyle a bit, and I've got room in my life for different clubs. So I was going to start playing bowls, wasn't I, at one point? I didn't quite kick off. Tennis, football, we've done... It's too cold for all that outside stuff. So I'm going to join a cactus club.
What do you do in a cactus club?
I'm not sure. It says you can go for a friendly meeting with tea and talk about cactuses. They have special guests to come talk about certain cactuses.
You need to start growing some cactuses then.
I need to get a cactus. I thought that would be the first sort of thing. There is a Christmas cactus, so I thought we could start with that.
Yeah, definitely.
So there we go. What do you think of? Do you think that's a bit weird, joining a cactus club?
I can't say I've ever heard of a cactus club before.
Would you come with? Well, you don't live down by me now, but would you go with me?
Maybe.
You're shying away.
I've actually just started growing chilies.
Have you?
But I just think if you're going to grow something you can eat.
Yeah, maybe. But I did used to grow chilies a lot and vegetables, and I'm actually going to start growing some this year, because when I lived in the country, I used to have a lovely big vegetable patch. I used to do loads of growing. I used to be really into it. I went all a bit Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall and got chickens and everything.
I suppose it'd be better to grow a cactus now, because at least you can grow it inside.
Yeah, well, I just thought it'd give me something to do.
But I'm not sure if my chilies are going to survive. They're only small, so I've got them inside at the moment, but... I don't really have anywhere to put it.
The one thing, Lizzie, the one thing I'm worried about, it's not very good for my rock and roll image, is it, on a Wednesday night going to the Cactus Club? It's not very rock and roll, is it?
I don't know.
Do you know, maybe this could be a new thing.
Not.
Maybe people will follow me into it and I could start a new cactus craze. What do you think, East London? Get in contact on Twitter, @RealJimmyWillis. I'm not sure. I don't think people are going to take to the idea.
I think you should go and then tell us what it's all about with us. Because I must say, I'm curious.
I might do. Yeah. I might film it for the Jimmy Willis Diaries. We will see. Right, what else is going on this week? Lizzie Fox, I've been to the doctors.
Are you ill?
No, I'm not ill. I go quite a lot. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm one of these people that go to the doctors all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've got a brain tumour. No, I didn't. I've just had a headache. But anyway, I went and I saw a new doctor. It's a lovely, I think she was Chinese, lovely lady. And it's the first time I've seen her. So she'd done my height and weight. Right? And we've done all this in the summer and they said I was too fat, didn't they? But anyway, now, she said I was nearly normal for my height and weight.
Yay!
But she said I could lose another kilogram. But since March, I've lost 7 kilograms.
That's good.
But do you know what it is? This is a story. This is a bit strange. Basically, at the start of the year, I moved house. And I didn't put two and two together. But all my clothes, like my jumpers and that, nothing was fitting. It was all getting tighter and tighter. So I thought I was getting fatter and fatter. So I started running, eating healthy and doing all that sort of stuff. But what has turned out is actually the new washing machine in the new house was shrinking all my clothes. So basically, I thought I was getting really fat, but I wasn't. It was just my clothes were getting smaller. So I almost got like an eating disorder just through a dodgy washing machine.
Well, it's good incentive to get fit.
It is. But anyway, this lovely doctor, she said, yes, you're nearly there. Because I'm 6'4" and about 15 stone. She said, that's nearly, you could lose a little bit more, but you're nearly there. I said, cool, I'm nearly a normal person. And she looked at me straight in the eyes and said, yes, in height and weight. What do you think of that? And I mean, you know, I thought, wow, thanks a lot. It's just the way she looked at me, and she didn't mean it in a joking way in any way. But she's, I think, I don't know, it's Oriental, sort of Chinese, I think. But she just looked at me and said, yes, normal in height and weight. So I wasn't very happy with that, really.
Well, depends what you think normal is.
What is normal? I don't think it's Jimmy Willis.
No, I don't think so either.
Right, anyway, then we better go into some more music. Now, this next song, you looked at my playlist before the show, Lizzie Fox, and you laughed at this. You laughed. And I don't know, I've chosen this playlist myself. I'm going to play McFly. Now, is it normal for a man in his late 20s to like McFly? It's not cool, it's not rock and roll, is it?
I've heard this song and it's quite good, but
in
the Busted days.
Yeah, no, hang on a minute. I mean, I like this one song. Yeah. I love their first album, man. It's so creative. But no, I only like this one song. But see what you think. It's by McFly. It's called Love Is Easy. Love Is Easy by McFly. Welcome to Shoreditch Radio. Lizzie Fox, do you think that song's all right?
I do.
It's all right for a mature adult to like that song?
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Lizzie Fox. You've made me feel a lot better about myself.
It's a nice song.
It is a nice song.
It reflects your nice festive spirit.
It is, yes. I'm getting Christmassy. I've not been Christmassy for a long time, but I think I'm going to get into it this year. I mean, I'm not going to buy anyone anything or anything like that, Rash.
Boo.
You're into it all. You like buying all the present things.
Oh, I love
things.
Christmas. I mean, I must admit, it is a bit of a struggle.
Why?
Because I haven't got any money.
Oh, no, don't know. You don't need money. You just need love.
Yeah, no, I love Christmas. I love all of it. Especially the food.
you were saying just before the show started, you were down at Oxford Street and the lights were being turned on and you missed it.
I was going to a wedding, actually. I went to an Indian wedding last week.
Wow!
Yeah, amazing. Literally, it was absolutely incredible.
Was it your friends or family?
My cousins.
Wow, I've never been to an Indian wedding, but they always look quite happy when I see them on the TV. Is there dancing?
Really, really lovely. So much dancing, so much food, and just like a really nice ceremony anyway. But everyone looked great. But anyway, so I was in Oxford Street.
You were in Oxford Street.
This was a while back, looking for clothes to wear for this wedding. And then phoned my mum to tell her I'd found something. And she said, oh, you do know the Regent Street lights are being turned on tonight. You should go. And I said, oh, they are on already. And then realised, that they'd all been turned on around me and all this stuff was going on. I hadn't even noticed.
Poor Lizzie. She was there, but she still somehow missed it in the middle of it all.
Which is sad because I've never made it to the Regent Street and Oxford Street ones before. But they do look great. So at least I got to see them on the first day.
Can I just say to everyone as well, I'm available to turn on Christmas lights in some little village in North Devon or something. I can see me going and doing that. But you can come along as well, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Ilfracombe or something, like a town like Ilfracombe, that'd be good. Something somewhere like that's what I want to do. I never get asked. The agent never rings. Nightmare. Never mind. Right then, moving on. What has been going on? Oh, Lizzie Fox, there is one thing I want to talk about. You know, in supermarkets now, do you notice how we go from one topic to another very quickly on this show, ladies and gentlemen? In supermarkets, it's all going this self-checkout thing now. Have you noticed this?
Well, this has been going on.
Wow, I know.
For years.
I know, but I know. I've only just started embracing this modern technology. Basically, I'm very old fashioned. I don't even like buying things with a card. I like to go to someone. I like them to scan it for me, and I like to give them cash.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. It's my old fashioned ways. But anyway, I've started doing on this self-checkout thing because it is quite a lot quicker. So I've been having a go at it, but I can't get the hang of it. Basically, I quite often, if I do, like, because I go out DJing at nights, I quite often go to the supermarket like at 4 o'clock in the morning on my own and do my shop, which is a strange time. And it's a strange time to be in a supermarket because it's full of, just shelf stackers, really. It's
a bit like drunk people.
Yeah, and drunk people. But I'm not drunk, I would like to add. But I'm there doing my shopping. And, of course, there's no one in there apart from the staff. And I'm trying to do the self-service thing, and it starts like an alarm going off, an identified item in the bagging area or something.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, and it's like alarm things going off, right? And I think, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then, because all the shelf stackers are just happy that they've got a bit of activity because something's going on, so they all like rush over. And it's like, if I was trying to nick something, it wouldn't be a pint of milk and a pack of ginger nuts, do you know what I mean? You'd go for the Richard Madeley, wouldn't you, and go for the full champagne or something.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Warren Thompson, what's he getting? Cheese and red wine.
See, he's got cheese, yeah.
Cheese and red wine. I wouldn't, do you know what I mean? If you're getting a pint of milk and ginger biscuits, that's not what I'm going to steal. But I'm starting to embrace modern technology.
No,
I'm not going to steal. But yeah, I'm embracing modern technology. I'm getting there. I've got an iPhone and everything now. So I'm getting there. Oh, we were laughing.
It's better than me.
Your phone,
at the moment. I know.
It's quite a thing, your phone, isn't it?
It's retro.
It's vintage is fashionable. Vintage is very 2013.
Oh, no. I'm sick of having it. It's surprising now how much we rely on our phones, because I'm not enjoying not having internet on my phone at the moment.
Well,
getting around. But I do think it's made me better at sort of being able to read maps and work out. I think I know my whole way around London now, just purely from the last month or so having to use this rubbish phone.
Well, I dreamt last night that I lost my iPhone, and I woke up like sweating in a panic, because I thought, wow, that's like it if I lose my iPhone now, which is ridiculous to be in, because when I'm lost in London, I just go onto the map thing and it tells you, like a sat nav, and it just tells you where I need to walk, which is brilliant. But now, like you say, if I don't use it and I walk around, and then you know where you're going. But if you just rely on like the map thing, you never really know where you are, do you?
No.
But the other thing is, I do all my emails for work and stuff, because I travel a lot, so I do all my emails, everything's on my phone. So if I didn't have that, I don't know what I would do now.
Yeah.
What did we used to do 10 years ago?
Well, I know. It is funny.
Like, without Facebook and Twitter and things, I spend most of my life on those sorts of things now.
You have to actually make an effort
to
make friends with people.
Yeah. You have to, like, talk to people and stuff. It's horrible. Right, we better go into some more music. This is by Little Mix. It's called DNA. Remember, come and tweet me at Real Jimmy Willis. I like to have this show as interactive as possible. Lizzie, you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
Yep, Lizzie Foxy.
Lizzie Foxy. Lizzie Foxy.
Yeah.
I love the name Lizzie Fox. Someone asked me the other day, is that your real name? They thought they'd made it up like some sort of show business name.
No, it does sound quite showbiz.
It does. I like it.
Yeah, but it's not.
On the way here today as well, I noticed, because we forgot where the station, the studio was, didn't we? On the phone today, because you said you couldn't remember where it was, and I said I don't know where it is. I walk around. I spend most of my life walking around completely lost in Little Jimmy Willis world, really. I'm quite happy lost. I just sort of walk around lost. But we went and had a drink in that pub around the corner, and I was thinking, well, it's just by that, but I couldn't remember what the name of the pub was. And do you remember?
Same as me.
It's Fox.
There are so many pubs called the Fox, because I always notice them everywhere I go.
I've never known of a pub called the Fox.
Oh, really? No. I see them all the time. But, yeah.
Wow. Lizzie Fox, I need your help. I've started the dating thing again.
Woohoo!
Well, yes. I gave up. I've done a bit in the summer. Now, to keep you all up to date, because I know we've got a lot of new listeners, new station. Basically, I decided to go out on the dating game. Lizzie gave me some advice. It didn't go very well, the dates, and I gave up on it all, really. I think the last one was, she said to me, you're not having a very good time. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, you've been looking at the ceiling for the last 10 minutes. And I had to try and make out I was an architect, into the architecture of the building or something. It's an absolute disaster, basically. So I gave up the dating, but I'm going back into it now. We've got some dates coming up. But I've decided I'm not going to talk about it before on the radio before I go on the date, because this seems to have been the problem.
No, that's no fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had some advice.
But I want to know where you're going.
Well, the last one said to me, why? I listened to a show this morning, and because I was talking about going on the date, and she said to me, Jimmy, why did you say you brought me off the internet? Because Charmaine said, why? Where did you meet her? And I said, I brought her off the internet from tybrides.com or something like that. Not thinking that she'd be listening. And then on that night, she wasn't happy about that at all.
Oh, so,
no, it didn't go very well, that one. But I'm getting back in the dating scene. I remember the advice you were giving me at the start of the year. Don't drink too much, you said, didn't you? I think was one of them.
Don't drink too much.
Don't drink too much, but drink something to to loosen you up.
Be relaxed.
And do an activity.
No, I said do an activity. That was my top
advice. That was your main thing.
Yes,
yeah.
You have...
Abseiling, I said.
You have an awkward silence.
Abseiling.
Something, you have a talking point.
Well, I went for the extreme things, didn't I? I wanted to go motocrossing and abseiling and rock climbing. But
no, I was thinking more sort of bowling.
Bowling or a music gig.
Yeah.
But if you go to a music gig, you can't really talk, can you?
No, not really. That's the problem with going to the cinema as well. Don't think that's not a good first date.
Well, you spend 2 hours together, but you only say
sitting
about two
in the
words.
Dark,
yeah,
in silence.
But I mean, what I'm thinking about is going to a nice old country pub for a drink.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
That's nice with an open fire.
Food?
No. Well, no. What I do is I don't do food on the first date anymore because the dates I've been going on, they're the sort of people that I've met out and about over the last year in Brighton or something like that. And you swap numbers you normally find each other on Facebook or something, which is what's happened. And then you sort of end up talking and going on a date. But what I've noticed, if you go for a meal and it's not going very well, after 5 minutes you think, oh my God, I'm stuck here for an hour and a half. I can't get out of this. But if you just go for a drink, I can be gone within 5 minutes.
Okay. I don't think you approach them with the right attitude. You should. Because you always sort of approach your dates like you're doomed to fail from the start.
Well, I feel that you have to have a good escape route, like good train services.
I never, ever think of things like
that. Don't you?
No, because I don't think, I need to escape. Like, I more think, hope that it's going to go really well. And so I don't really plan things like that. Don't want to tempt fate.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We're going to give it all a go again, and I'm going to talk more about it. So after I've been on the date, I can give a bit of a review on the date, maybe.
Yeah, well, you can at least tell us more about it.
Yeah, tell me more about
it. You don't need to make it personal. Like, you know me, I do. I love having your dating gossip. You just make me laugh over the stuff.
There will be good dating gossip, I'm sure. It's never a normal date. Haven't you got any nice single friends you can pair me off with, Lizzie? you look a little like that. You don't know any that could handle the Jimmy Willis. You don't think they could...
Well, you can give it a go. Set something up.
I'm a lot more normal these days.
Well, most of my friends have boyfriends now anyway. I'm really jealous of one, actually.
Because
her and her boyfriend are about to go off to Berlin to go to the Christmas markets. And I really want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do anything that flash.
Maybe. I tried to invite myself. But
did you? What?
I said, oh, well...
Do you mind if I come along?
Yeah, no offence, but...
It's not like romantic.
I really want you. Yeah.
Lizzie hanging around.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So, Lizzie Fox, I haven't seen you for a couple of months. Do I look any fitter to you since you last saw me?
You're looking good.
But don't sound so fake about it. Basically, because when we were doing a show before, I got a personal trainer, you might remember.
I remember you had a personal trainer, but I don't remember you ever going to any sessions.
Basically, to keep you up to date, ladies and gentlemen, I got a personal trainer. He said he wanted to come on the radio show once a week and originally done an assessment on me. Now, the assessment wasn't good, was it? He said I had 27% body fat. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he compared me to Usain Bolt, who has 2% body fat. Now, I think I should have been compared to the average Joe. I don't think I should have been compared to the fastest man in the world. But anyway, I thought after a little while, I might be able to get fit. This was the idea. The problem is I lost motivation halfway through this and I haven't actually done any personal training with him yet. Now, I saw him on Saturday night. This has been going on for 3 months, ladies and gentlemen, 3 months. And what's happened is I basically don't answer the phone to him. but I on Saturday, I was asked to go and draw a raffle at a charity gig, a charity comedy gig. You know when you've made it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this was in Brighton. I went and done the raffle and Matt Guy Wright, my wonderful personal trainer, was there. And he sort of pounced on me and wanted to know what on earth was going on. I had to try and make out that my telephone had broken. but he said I was looking fitter, which is good.
Probably from running away from him.
From running away from him. But I didn't like to say, well, I shouldn't be saying it on the radio, really, but about a month ago, I saw him in a coffee house, and I had to put my newspaper over my head like that. I felt like a really bad sort of Hollywood spy. It was an absolute nightmare, really, but... What I said was, when we get back on the radio, we would start doing it again for entertainment purposes. He can come and do an assessment on me, and that's. But I haven't told him I'm doing another radio show yet, so I reckon it's going to take him a couple of weeks. I reckon I've got a couple of weeks before he finds out about this. But just before the show started, Lizzie Fox, you said that you started doing a bit of training.
Well, I've been going to this class, which is not for the faint-hearted. It's great though. I like it.
Are you allowed to say what you called the woman on air?
Well, I said it's run by a woman called Donna, who is absolutely lovely, but absolutely huge, really into her exercise. And really, really scary. It's a really tough class. And basically, we went there on Monday and she said, I started doing these exercises, and Donna turned around and said, if you can't do it, I will laugh at you.
That's a bit harsh, isn't
it? It depends. I mean, I love her. I think she's great. I did say to you she's a bit of a monster, which she is.
I think a beast. She's, a beast was the word, wasn't it?
She's scary. I mean, she's absolutely huge, which is quite scary anyway.
Well, let's not tell her.
Any man on.
Let's not tell her where the Shoreditch radio studio is, because I don't want her near and there.
No, but I
like...
think she's great. I mean, I like doing it, but she's the kind of woman, if she doesn't let you have breaks, she doesn't let you talk, she doesn't let you laugh, you have to just go there and get on with it. And if you do stop, even just for a glass of water, she'll come and stand next to you and just stare at you. So all the class stare at you and like really makes an example of you.
She sounds a bit like my mum.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very similar sort of thing.
It's a different approach to any other gym class I've been to, but I think she's great.
So what is this? Once a week you have to go?
I go, yeah, every Monday.
See, I don't understand this. I can't understand why people pay to go through this torture. It's a bit like being in the army, but you're paying £45 an hour for it.
Well, I'm not paying that much. Wow. But she, yeah, but then it's quite good. I like... doing it. There's a few friends who I go with. It's quite nice to do it with people. And also, some of my friends have stopped going because they're so scared of this woman and don't like the way she shouts at us. But for me, I need that. I need someone a bit militant to shout at me, like, and motivate me.
See, I don't.
So can
I don't
be a bit lazy.
I don't need it. I'm just,
but that's why you never go. You need Donna to come and shout at you and get you going.
But I think I have got fitter by not doing anything at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because you're running away from your personal trainer all the time.
But I have cut down the partying, Lizzie. You'd be very proud of me. The partying lifestyle is sort of gone-ish.
That's good.
Yes, it is very good. I feel fit and healthy. I've started walking everywhere.
That's good as well.
That's very good. You sound quite happy with me. So yeah, that's...
Yeah, it is good.
Do you like that song, Lizzie Fox?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, you can at least pretend that you like it.
I did.
For God's sake.
No, I do like that song. It's a bit different for Labyrinth.
Right, something a lot more exciting. Let's go on to this 1920s party, because we're all wondering what on earth you've been up to and where on earth do you find out about a 1920s party?
Well, actually, it was recommended to me by some friends. I think they do them every few months. It's on the internet. If you sort of type in 1920s, Prohibition, it's called. But it was great. This one was in Euston, in the Euston Great Hall. And basically, everyone gets dressed up 1920s. So the girls all have feathers, pearls, fur, nice dresses, that kind of thing.
Did you wear all this stuff?
Yeah, of course I did.
Where did you buy all this stuff from?
I had a dress. Went to the charity shops, which were great. They had the feathers, got a nice gold brooch. I got a lot of stuff. The boys all looked great. They sort of all came in suits with braces. Some sported fake moustaches. Some already had these moustaches going on where they're beginning their Movember.
Yes, I've heard about that. Yeah. I was going to do a Movember thing, Lizzie, but I bottled it. I didn't have a shave for about a week, and I was going to grow like a big one.
You should do it.
I don't know. I look ridiculous.
I love Movember. I just, well, a lot of guys...
Well, you're not going to grow, are you?
No. Well, no. But I do think it's quite funny by the end of the month because people do start looking a little bit ridiculous. But, you know, it's all in good spirit.
I think you have to pre-plan the Movember. I think you should, like for the men, I don't think you should have a shave for quite a lot of October, you know, so then you can sort of shave it off and then not have it for too long, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, I think if you're going to do it, you need to have just a full moustache, no beard. Like a friend of mine's doing it, but he's sort of grown a little goatee, sort of like Beppe DiMarco. Do you remember him from EastEnders? But I said to him, you're cheating because you look like you could sport that all year round. If you're going to do in Movember, you need to really just have the tash and clean shave the rest of you because you do need to sort of highlight this moustache.
Well, I've only just realised, I was reading the paper today, that Movember was to highlight men's health problems.
Yeah, it's all for charity, yeah.
I didn't know that, I just thought people done it.
No, well, I mean, some people do, but I think the whole point of it is to get money. I think a lot of it's for, like, prostate cancer, is that right? And those, men's health.
So, anyway, Lizzie, what we were talking about is this 1920s party. So, you went to the charity shop, you brought some feathers.
Yep. I had a fur collar. I had some old not stockings, but they're kind of tights. I don't know, in the 1920s, the women used to wear these tights that had a black line
like
all the way up the back. And then if the poorer women apparently used, if they couldn't afford these tights, used to literally get a pen and draw it, or whatever, get some ink and draw it up the back. But I found some of those tights. It was great. I mean, they had live bands, swing bands.
Oh,
we were doing
that.
The Charleston, we were doing the Foxtrot. They had all these amazing cocktails. There was so much going on.
It sounds a bit like a gay bar in Brighton on a Saturday night, to be honest
with you. No, it was very glamorous. All old, like, all the music was live, all by these bands. They had burlesque dancers. It was such a great night. Something completely different.
I like it. And I like all that 1920s music. And I love the men's fashion. And a lot of that vintage sort of fashion's coming back now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But so it was nice.
Next time there's one on, I think you're going to have to take me along.
Definitely. Well, I'm definitely up for going to the next one.
Yeah, so I'm going to go. I don't know where I'm going to get a 1920s suit for. I'm 6'4", ladies and gentlemen at home. I'm very tall. It's not easy to find clothes, let alone a 1920s suit.
You get yourself a pork pie hat.
A pork pie hat?
Yeah, like Buster Keaton used to wear, you know?
Not really.
Oh. I need to look up some 20s fashion.
Yes, I will. For our next show, I'm going to be well prepared and have a good look around.